Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Heck, I'm 40 years old this month. Dating for sure, excited about that. But I'm dating differently now. I'm dating a lot differently. A lot of you are watching me right now are living with your boyfriend, living with your girlfriend, and living with your partner. And I'm not knocking you at all, but here's my concern. Have you had a conversation about money? You should start saving for your wedding as soon as you all start talking about the conversation. You gotta decide together how to allocate money for savings, bills, discretionary spending, and investments. And what I loved about when I really look at these couples and when I'm mentoring couples is they're not adding on new debt, they're adding on new money. The reason why I made this last, because a lot of y'all do this first. Before you have a plan and a strategy for life, you... What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Anthony O'Neill. Welcome back to the table. And today we're diving into a topic that I've honestly... I was trying to figure out how do I approach this, you know? How do I approach this topic as a single man? Because I want to make sure that I'm not giving relationship advice. Let me say this up front. This is a show that's not relationship advice. It's not marriage counseling, relationship counseling, not at all. But we're going to dive into a topic that's crucial for every couple out there when it comes to money. I've had a lot of couples come to me for money advice and how to deal with their money. And did you all know, that financial issues are one of the leading causes of stress in relationships? It's not the leading cause in divorce. We always see on the top of it, like, money is a reason for divorces in today's America. No, no, no. That's not really the case, right? It's really not the case. It's just a lack of clarity and communication and clear direction of what we're doing with the money. The majority of the couples that I meet with, they're making a lot of money. They're making good money. But what they're doing with the money is the problem. In fact, studies show that nearly 50% of couples cite money as the primary cause of their arguments. But here's the truth. It really doesn't have to be this way. Again, this is not relationship advice. I'm not giving it today. I'm specifically talking to money when it comes to when you're dating, when you're engaged, and when you're married. You see, when couples get on the same page, aka the same vision about their finances, key word there is vision, they not only reduce stress and arguments, but also build a stronger, more united marriage, partnership. By openly communicating and setting shared financial goals, shared, not one, and y'all just do them over here separately as a unit. No, shared financial goals, couples will create a solid foundation for their future. Whether you're just starting out or having been together for a while now, understanding how to manage money together can make all the differences in your marriage. So in today's show, I am going to share some powerful tips on how you and your partner, right, can achieve financial success together. The Bible says when you get married, you combine as one. The key thing that I'm seeing in today's day and time is that people are getting married, but they're staying single and operating singly when it comes to their finances. She has one vision. He has one vision. She wants this. He wants that. But then, yeah, y'all have kids together, but y'all can't get on the same page for your kids. We're going to talk about when to start discussing money, right? How to set and achieve your financial goals, and the key habits that will help you build wealth as a team, not as but as a team. So we're about to get started. I definitely want to get into it. But before we get into that, I want to thank our friends over at Bethel Tech for sponsoring today's show. You know, the leading industry career field that is creating net worth millionaires is the tech industry. And man, I'm seeing the rise of black people getting into tech who are making anywhere from $80,000 to $250,000 to $300,000 a year, and they're turning themselves and making themselves into net worth millionaires because of the tech industry. Listen, there isn't a company out there in the world that is not tech. Amazon is tech. McDonald's is tech. Walmart is tech. Apple is tech. You name it, I am tech, right? So we need more tech people, specifically Black people, people of color, brown, Black, you name it. We need to be into that. And my friends over at Bethel Tech have partnered with me to make that happen. So I want you to check out this quick commercial. Let's dive into something exciting. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part? It's all online, 100% online, and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. And step into your tech career with confidence and character. So head over to anthonyoneal.com/Bethel so you can get some more information about my good friends over at Bethel Tech, a Christian school that will give you a biblical tech education. I love it. I love it. All right, let's get into today's show, man. Let's get into it. And the reason why you see me kind of like pausing a little bit is because it's like, man, I'm treading lightly on this because I'm a huge advocate of relationship coaches, right? My favorite is going to be my pastor and his wife, Stephen Chandler and Zai Chandler. But then after that, I would definitely say R.C. Blakes and his amazing wife. And those are the only two I can really put my name on, right? The truth of the fact is I'm single, and the truth of the fact is I desire marriage, and I have to be very careful on giving relationship advice because I've made some bad decisions when it comes down to relationships. Heck, I'm 40 years old this month and dating for sure. Excited about that. But, you know, and I'm dating differently now. I'm dating a lot differently. Thanks to Dr. Love, R.C. Blakes, Dr. Darius Daniels, my pastor, for really holding me accountable and helping me mature and evolve. And even my friend Sarah Jakes, who's always called me out with love and giving me some good, solid guidance on that, on how to do it correctly. So today's show, you guys, is not about relationship advice. This is something that what I'm giving you is what I know will work inside of any marriage. And as a Christian, I say this as well. The reason why you're going to hear me saying partners is because we have some people who are watching my show who are not Christians, and they're, you know, a part of the LGBTQ+ community. Hopefully I said it right. If I didn't, charge it to my head, not my heart. And I want to make sure that you all can get this information because I think that when two come together, you all need to be on the same page. And so as a Christian, our partner, husband, I believe in husband and wife. And that's what I'm going to really be talking to. But whoever your partner is, you can get this information. So here's some information that I really want to start off when it comes to when do you start talking about money? And this is what I believe. Early on in the relationship, I want you to begin discussing finances as soon as the relationship becomes, you know, a little bit serious, okay? Because this will set the tone for transparency and shared financial goals, right? And so when I say early on in a relationship, I'm not talking about in the first date. Let me be real with you. No. I'm talking about after you've been on a few dates, after y'all have had a few phone call conversations, and you're like, you know, I could see this going somewhere. Like, I like her. I like him. I could think this could be something serious. Hey, man, listen, there's a certain way that you can start bringing up finances without asking a man for the credit score, without asking, you know, the woman how much money she got in her savings account. There are ways, and I have a free ebook that we're going to put inside today's show notes as well, to where how you can bring up the conversation around money, you know, while you're dating. Because I do believe that you should not get into a relationship, right, before any major commitment, which leads me to number two. So I want you to have it early on in a relationship, have the conversation early on in a relationship. And how you do that, we'll put that inside of today's show notes. I have a free 10-page guide on the do's and don'ts of talking about money early on in a relationship. We'll put that in today's show notes. And here are the right questions and here are the wrong questions. But here's number two, before major commitments. Like, I want you to have this conversation about money before any major commitment, before engagement, before a serious relationship, and really before making any significant financial commitments, right? Now, listen, again, remember, I practice Christianity. I do not, I will not be living with my wife before we get married. I don't believe in that. A lot of you all are watching me right now are living with your boyfriend, living with your girlfriend, and living with your partner. And I'm not knocking you at all. But here's my concern. Have you had a conversation about money? I didn't say you all should combine your finances. Do not do that until marriage. But if you're living together, you all should know, how much money do you make? How much money do I make? What is your credit score? What is my credit score? You know, where are we financially? How do you think financially? And I would have hoped you all had this conversation before moving in with each other. This is why I say, before you get into a serious relationship, before you call each other boyfriend or girlfriend, you see me doing quotes, because I don't believe for Anthony O'Neill, I can't call my woman my girlfriend, because she's not a girl. I'm 40 and she's not just my friend. So she's not my girlfriend. But for today's conversation, that's what we call it, right? This is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend, cool, great. And whenever I have a woman, this is my lady and this is my woman, right? But before I get into a committed relationship, you know, I do want to have a serious conversation about, hey, are we even on the same page financially? Outside of finances, I want to talk about, are we on the same page spiritually? Are we on the same page with how we desire to raise a family? And are we on the same page with our finances? And we tend to shy away from the conversation of finances, you guys. This is not good. And we can't shy away from that. So when it comes to when you start talking about money, number one, early on in a relationship, right? Number two, before any major commitments. And here's number three, you got to do regular check-ins. You got to establish a routine for regular check-ins, financial check-ins, to discuss budgets, goals, and any concerns. You have to. Now, I've had an opportunity, right, to ask a lot of couples who are successful. And when I say successful couples, here's what I mean. They're not perfect. I mean, these are couples who've been married for 15, 20 years plus, right? These are people who said that they had financial hurdles, but they got over them and they haven't had financial hurdles since then. And so I've been able to study, you know, these people to make sure that what I'm teaching is honestly 100% correct. So I'm going to give you some key things that you need to be doing in a relationship when it comes to money. And if you too can get on the same page with money and get this, what I'm about to give you today, I promise you, you will supersede a lot of your friends, because you two are going to be on the same page financially. Here's number one, you got to establish open communication. And I mean this, right? When I say establish open communication, you got to be transparent from the very, very beginning. You got to be open about your income. You got to be open and honest about your debts. You got to be open and honest about your spending habits. Anthony, what do you mean by spending habits? You may be the spender. You may be the saver. Anthony O'Neill will be the saver in the relationship. I know that. I'm called cheap all the time, and I have a lot of nice things, but I indulge on things like home, cars, vacation, but I don't need a lot of stuff. Like, I am the saver. My friends clown on me every single day. But did you really just have to pray over $100 item? I sure did. Did you just have to budget for that? I sure did. But when I get married, I got to be honest and tell my wife, hey, I'm the saver, but she may be the spender. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? And when I say transparency, we have transparency by simply having regular discussions about money. So even when you're dating, even when you're in a serious relationship, and especially when you're married, you should schedule regular money dates to review finances and adjust plans. With me right now, with me just dating, I want to have those kind of meetings. I want to know, like, babe, what are your business strategies? What are your savings goals? Like, I want to keep up to, I want her to keep me up to date on those goals and what she's doing. I want to be able to keep her up to date on my personal goals and have her hold me accountable. But I want to be transparent and honest, and I want her to feel safe to where she can be transparent and honest. And here's what I love. When we do this in the dating stages and in the relationship stages, it creates such a solid foundation to get us to our marriage. So by the time we get to our marriage, there's no secrets in marriages when it comes to our finances, because we've been so transparent for the last year, 2 years of us dating and being engaged. I can't tell you how many couples I have literally counseled and the man found out she had $40,000 in debt, or the man found out that she had $40,000 sitting in another savings account. The man found out she had her own financial goals, or vice versa. She found out some things about him financially that she didn't know. And it all started because they weren't transparent and honest in the very beginning. Which leads me to number two. You guys got to set shared financial goals. And these could be short-term goals. You know, plan for your immediate needs, such as your emergency funds, your vacation time, home improvement. You know, if you're dating, this looks like, hey, we want to go on a vacation for the summer months that's coming up here. Let's set aside, babe, into, you know, our savings account, our own personal savings account, you know, just $500 or $1,000 each so we can have a great time on our vacation. If you're married, hey, we want to take our family on a vacation. Let's set aside money for that inside of our savings account. But this also can include your long-term goals, right? Discuss retirement plans, home ownership, investment strategies. Watch this, marriage. If you're dating someone and you all are, you know, engaged or you're talking about marriage, you should start saving for your wedding as soon as you...
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hi, I'm Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to avoid common pitfalls and get straight to the insights that drive success? Join me and recognize names like John Mackey of Whole Foods and Joe DeSena of Spartan as we unpack the hard-earned lessons from their journeys. Ready to streamline your path to success? Listen to Let Me Save You 25 Years on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
I'll start talking about the conversation. Go open up a savings account together that none of you all have a debit card for and say, you know what, bae? We're going to be intentional about saving towards our marriage. And we're not going to borrow any money. We're going to put money into that. If our parents want to put money into that, and that's our marriage fund. That's our long-term goal fund. That's actually like short-term, long-term, half-term type goal, right? But you all have to come together and have a common shared financial goal, aka it has to be a clear vision on where we're going and why are we going there. Which leads me to, you know, the number three thing, which is you got to create a joint budget. Now, this is going to be for your married couples, right? You don't need this when you're dating because you're not combining your finances. But when you have a budget, you all should in the dating stages hold each other accountable, but you should not be combining your finances together until you say, I do. Not when you say, will you? Not when you say, we're boyfriend and girlfriends, but when you say, I do, that's when you say, I will combine my finances, right? But in the marriage stages, what I've seen with married couples, they had joint budgets. They had joint budget meetings. They went from separate budgets to one budget. They went from tracking income and expenses separately to together. You got to use budgeting tools and apps like Every Dollar is a great budgeting tool, My Wealth Building tool, to really track your monthly expenses, be able to track your wealth building, right? And inside of the budgeting tool, you got to allocate your funds. You got to decide together how to allocate money for savings, bills, discretionary spending, and investments. You have to, because if you do not have one budget as a couple, that's two separate visions going down this way. If you want to save and pay cash for your kids' college, that needs to be on a budget. If you want to buy a house, that needs to be on a budget. If you want to buy a car, that needs to be on a budget. And we got to get out of saying my money. No, it's our money. I don't care if she don't work. I don't care if he don't work and you work. It's not your money. It is our money. Which leads me to number four. You got to respect each other's financial desires and autonomy, right? Right? You got to respect that. So inside of the budget, what I suggest to every married couple, they have personal accounts. There's a personal account. So all the money goes into the main account, right? Then from there, we'll put money into the savings account that we don't touch. But then from there, we have our own personal accounts. I want you to maintain individual accounts for personal spending, right? While also having a joint account for your shared vision and expenses and et cetera. Prime example, inside of your budget meeting, when you have these meetings, you know, bae, I know you want to get that Louis Vuitton purse, or bae, I know you're going on vacation, or bae, you know, how much money do you need today to spend? And let's say in this account, you're giving her 500, you got 500. You don't have to come back and say, well, bae, I want to go buy this. No, is it within the budget that you have for the $500? If it is, cool, great. I know one couple that I mentored, she was getting $750 a month. Man, she saved that thing for like 4 months. I think she had like $3,000-$4,000. Can't remember the exact amount, but she came home with a Louis Vuitton purse. And her husband was like, did you? She was like, no. I saved up because I know exactly what I wanted, and I didn't want to have to ask you, can I go get it? So I knew I had an allowance. So instead of me paying to get my nails and this and that, I just saved up, did my own nails, did my own hair, and I went and bought the purse out of the money that I didn't have to ask you about, because I know if I go into the savings or the main checking account, we got to have a meeting about that. And I just said, I'll wait for 4 months and I just save up on that fund. So there still is a level of like, okay, you can still go do what you want to do with the money that we've set aside for you to do. If you want to go buy a purse, if you want to go out to eat, if you want to do this, hey, that's in your funds. That's in your funds. But you got to set spending limits, right? So you got to agree on limits for discretionary spending to avoid conflicts. And the discretionary spending is, hey, you got $500 in discretionary spending. It's in your account. Hey, you got $1,000. Whatever that number is, you all got to sit down. And discretionary spending, when it comes to the spending limit, should not impact your vision. It shouldn't stop you from reaching your vision and reaching your goal and reaching to where you want to go with your money. So if she wants $1,000, but the vision doesn't allow $1,000, the vision only allows $500 a month, then she has to be okay with the vision, which I want to pause right there before I go to number five. And I want to stress the importance of this. Go back all the way up to the top where I talk about, you got to get on one vision, because you should never have to tell your spouse no. Your vision should be the one to tell your spouse no. You should never even have to wonder if your spouse will say yes or no. Because if the vision is clear, the vision says, yes, we can do it. No, we can do it. We can't do it. And if it's a yes, it's like, hey, babe, I want to do this. I know we said this is the vision, this is where we're going. If I do this, we can still get there. We can still do this. It doesn't stop us from doing this. And we have the funds to do it. You cool with that? Babe, I'm cool with it. Babe, I really want to do this, but I know if I do this, we're not going to be able to hit our vision. We're not going to be able to do our goals. We're not going to be able to send our kids off to college. It's going to slow us down from hitting that goal. But I still want to do it. No, babe, I'm sorry. That's the vision. Now, unless you all want to go back and address and change the goal, change the vision, I'm cool with that. But the vision has to stay, and the vision has to be the yes and the no. The yes and the no. And inside of that vision, which brings me back to number five, of what I'm seeing with a lot of married couples right now that's working, and I teach this every single day, married couples are building an emergency fund. They're not solely relying on credit cards. They're not relying on payday loan advances. No, they're setting aside 3 to 6 months of their net pay. net pay, not expenses, net pay. Because they understand that life will happen. If I got kids, she will get sick. Or if I got kids, something may come up with their school or car may break down or something may happen. So they have 3 to 6 months of their net pay. And it brings so much of peace and freedom knowing that we got 3 to 6 months. To be honest with you, what I'm saying, the average number was right at 5 months. They have 5 months. I suggest aiming minimum 6 months, goal is a year. I set aside a year of my net pay because I want to be able to flow and do the things I need to do. But the bare minimum should be 3 to 6 of your net pay. But I am seeing married couples who've been married for a long time. There's a level of peace when they were at five. So that's what I would highly recommend. Bare minimum 3 to 6 months. Also, I saw that they really took control of their debt, right? They got on a plan, they got on a system, they got on a strategy, and they eliminated their debt as quick as possible, and they took back control of their finances. And what I loved about when I really look at these couples and when I'm mentoring couples is they're not adding on new debt, they're adding on new money. They're not adding on new debt, you guys. They're adding on new money. They are committed to living within their means and avoiding debt. And they are attacking a strategy that's going to build them wealth. Which leads me to the number 7 that I saw, right, is they are in learning how to invest together. I was sitting down with this one couple, man, and they were so excited because I could tell their excitement of how, man, we did this. They first got married at about 27. They're now 49 now. And when they got married at 27, they attacked their debt. They was following Dave Ramsey years ago. And man, they was like, yo, man, we love what you're doing. How about Dave? And da 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 da. And they eliminated their debt at 27. Now they're 49. And after they eliminated their debt, got their 3 to 6 months of their, at that time, expenses. But now that they follow me, they're now going back to putting at least 6 months of the net pay inside of there. But they went out there and they maxed out all their retirement accounts, maxed out their HSAs, their health savings account, maxed out on their 529s. Not really maxed on the 529s, but started investing into their 529s for their kids. Now they're into real estate. Now they're even into content creation. And with all their investments at 49, if they keep going the way that they're going, by 57, their investment accounts would generate about $300,000 a year in compound interest. They will never have to work again because they'll have their mortgage paid off by then. They eliminated all their consumer debt. They're living way below their means. They didn't go buy a big old home. And what was so cool about that was they saw my video when I said I was about to buy a $3 million home as a single man that was 10,000 square feet. And I said, no. I said, because I can take that money, invest into this building that I have that will generate more money for me and go invest into other rental properties. And that's what I did. And they did the same thing. They didn't move from their house. They was about to move. They were looking for a home. They already got pre-qualified. And they was like, yo, when they saw that video, they was like, no, man, we want to invest. Like, how do we invest? Like, AO? How do we live below our means, take our margin and use our margin to multiply? They invest into their retirement accounts, their 401ks, the IRAs. I mean, they went all the way in. They diversified their investments. And I loved it. I can't even tell you the excitement that I had. And a lot of you all are watching right now, and I have Michelle put this on the show notes saying, man, how are you meeting with these people? Well, we're starting to bring people to the table where we can go through your budget, go through your goals, and have an honest conversation. I'll give you my honest advice on the show. And if you want to be on that show, if you want to be on Build Your Table with Anthony O'Neill, I'm going to put that link in the show notes. You can fill that out, fill out the questionnaire, and Michelle will give you a call, and she'll schedule a time for you to come in. We can't get to everybody, but we'll give you a time to where you can come in, and we'll just go through your numbers. And I'm gonna be honest with you, with love, you may not like some of the answers, but with love, I want to give you a plan and a strategy on how to get there. And I promise you, it's gonna be absolutely amazing. Here's one of the last things that I saw. I got two more things I want to go through, but here's one of the last things that I saw that really made me excited about this, is that I saw couples educating themselves together. Like, They took time to listen to my podcast. They took time to listen to Dave Ramsey podcast, your Earn Your Leisure podcast, right? They took time to sit back and get to education as a couple. AKA, they took time to really get financial literacy. I'm seeing that successful couples are continuing to educate themselves about personal finances through books, podcasts, seminars, courses, classes. Not only that, but they're getting professional advice and sitting down and getting an actual financial plan put together. And this is so important. If you go to anthonyneal.com/get my plan, I've partnered with a company that will sit down with you and your spouse, and they will give you a financial plan. The reason why these successful couples are really winning is not because they're just listening to my podcast, but because they're sitting down with a financial planner, a certified financial planner, who's asking them all the questions. And they're sitting here saying, hey, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And they're getting the plan and they're following the plan and the strategy. So they're not just getting the information, but they're getting the plan as well. And they're sticking to the plan. And some of you do not have a plan for your money. You have goals, you have dreams, you have hopes, but not a strategy, not a plan on how to do that. And I want to give you a plan by simply going to anthonyneal.com/get my plan, because I promise you, if you get that plan, it's going to be refreshing to know, here's my navigation system. I'm going the right way. I'm going to be good. My family's going to be good. My kids are going to be good. All right. Let me give you the last two real quickly and I'll get out your way. If you're going to be successful in relationships, you got to plan for major life events, your children's education, insurance. If you're not planning for death, if you're not planning for your children's educational experience, if you're not planning for health mishaps that may come up, car mishaps that are coming up, like, you got to plan for these things. This is why I promote Ethos through life insurance, because the truth of the fact is, man, we are going to die. And I hate to say this, we don't know when that's going to happen. You know how many people woke up feeling 100% good and didn't go back to sleep? You know how many people went to sleep feeling good but didn't wake up, unfortunately? And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to be real. That I'm noticing that couples are even sleeping better because they have a plan for life after them. Couples are sleeping better because they have a plan for if life was to hit them, they have something to fall back on to give them a little bit of grace and a little bit of cushion. How many of you all actually have a plan? And some of you don't. But let me tell you this much, and this is the last one, this reason why it's number 10. And the reason why I made this last, because a lot of y'all do this first. Before you have a plan and a strategy for life, you celebrate your money. You celebrate your success. So couples are celebrating their milestones. They're celebrating paying off debt. They're celebrating for getting 3 to 6 months. They're celebrating for getting a pay raise. They're celebrating. They're enjoying the fruit of their labor. But what I see oftentimes, we celebrate before we take care of our priorities. And what I've seen with successful couples with money, they're celebrating the milestones somewhat after they take care of their priorities. They go buy a car. They go buy a house. They go out to a nice dinner. They go out to a real nice vacation. Great. But before they're doing all that, maturity sits in and says, yo, let's take care of the responsibilities. Listen, if you really want to be successful as a couple, I promise you this much. You want to follow these. And I'm going to do more shows like this. I think I'm going to bring on a couple and do like a session with them. Because this is very, very important. I think that if we can get that information now and apply this now while we're dating, we'll be all right. All the free tools and resources that I mentioned today's show, we're going to put it inside of today's show notes, so that way you can go clicking those links. And I want you to get this information. I promise you, you'll thank yourself later for getting this information now and starting to have the conversation while you're dating. Listen, don't have this conversation on date one, date two, date three. Have this conversation when you all both realize that, yo, we are serious about each other and we do want to look into it. And I'm praying for you. I think finances, when you all know you're on the same page financially, I think y'all will get married quicker. But if you know you're not on the same page financially, you'll get out of that relationship quicker and it saves you the heartache and pain. Yo, if I miss anything, comment. Let me know in today's show notes. Not in today's show notes, but in today's comments. I promise you, it'll be a blessing. Yo, I gotta go. I'm over my time. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.